bucket with a fishing pole. I'm dropping a line through an icy hole. I know you're down there, I know you're down there, I know you're down there.
Swimming underneath. Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Bart Hall on the line. And we still have today and tomorrow left Bart of the world famous Fred Hall shows, and this is the San Diego show that we've got going on right now. So why don't you give us an idea of what's going on down there?
Well, of course, it's San Diego's oldest and largest boat show. It's also San Diego's only outdoor recreation show, which, of course, encompasses fishing and hiking and diving and camping and all the things that go with the great outdoors. And we're also San Diego's largest travel show, where you've got you can book a trip anywhere in the world from this event. But of course, the activities that we have are designed to entertain a family for an entire day. And we have the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, which has been a great favorite. It's been very popular here. It's very popular at all of our shows. It has been for 67 years. We have the Rams Dock Dogs and Ram Truck Dock Dogs. And that's been very good down here. They have a very good chapter in San Diego, and tomorrow on Sunday, one of the champion dogs for the whole West Coast is coming down to try to set a new world record. We've got a new feature down here from the San Diego County Ford Dealers Association. That's the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show. Lumberjacks doing their thing, log rolling and cutting logs and throwing axes and just being goofy lumberjacks.
Bart, did you have that in Long Beach? I don't remember that.
No, they were not at Long Beach. Cool. They're only here in Del Mar. Mm-hmm. And Del Mar has a new thing this year. This is the first time ever for Fred Hall Show. We have a title sponsor in Del Mar. Progressive Insurance has become our title sponsor. We got the Seeker Saltwater Tank. We got the Typhoon Freshwater Tank, where we've got archery, we've got air guns, we got soft air, we have a touch tank for kids. And we have a flight simulator, we have a rock climbing wall, and casting for the kids, fly casting for the adults. It's 200 seminars, well, there's about 100 left, so it's a pretty big show.
Well, even if you've been to the Long Beach show, it sounds like it's well worth going down there.
We have a lot of customers that come from all over to this particular show. We get a lot from Ventura County, actually, mm-hmm. and we get a lot from Arizona. They come to this show.
Okay. Well, Grizz, I'm getting yanked out of here, so you've got just a couple minutes left with Bart in. So I'll let you guys finish it up, and I'll talk to you later on. Thanks, Bart, and Grizz, thanks for helping out.
You're welcome. Well, Bart, you know, your shows are not just a place to go buy something. It's a complete learning experience, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, that's the way we designed it. You know, most shows you go to, they're afraid to do as many seminars as we do because it takes people off the floor. We don't care. Well, number one, we got so many people, it doesn't matter. But we've never cared. We've always felt that giving out information was the best thing you can do. That's the best way to promote fishing, hunting, and outdoor recreation, is to give people information. So we do seminars with good people.
Yeah, and I think that's very important, not only to show the new products, but actually teach the people how to use the new things. And that's what you guys are so famous for.
Yeah, we've got a couple of we started some panel seminars this year, panel discussions. They've been very popular in Long Beach. They're very popular here. We got a couple more left. We're doing private boater seminars today on Saturday. We won't be doing that tomorrow. But and then we have a calico bass seminar today and tomorrow. And on the private boater seminar, we got Harold Davis and Mark Wish and Rob Sanford and the U.S. Border Patrol and, Lyle Bilquist from Scripps Institute. So that's a great panel. And then we have the best calico bass panel I think we've ever had, anybody's ever had. Corey Salmon and Jack Soule and Jimmy Decker. And it's just, and Benny Florentino. Oh, man, those four guys together talking about calico bass fishing is pretty amazing.
Well, you couldn't ask for anything better getting those heads together.
Well, that's what I thought too. You know, nobody ever gets to hear his soul talk. You know, he's really kind of the king of the big calico. So anyway, that's kind of good. And we got the Mammoth Lakes. You know, it's a big sponsor of ours, and they got a seminar going east, panel seminar going east state, talking about everything to do with the Eastern Sierra. So it's a lot of fun. You know, we have a big Smith & Wesson truck down here, which we did not have in Long Beach. So it's you can't buy firearms, and we don't display ammunition, but you could at least look at the sporting arms in the Smith & Wesson truck. So.
Well, man, it just sounds like something you don't want to miss. Well, that's a thing that your father started years ago, and it's great to know that you're going, and maybe your kids will go, and, you know, it's just generations after generations with education, teaching people about hunting and fishing in the outdoors. We need people like you. Because, you know, in some places it's kind of dying out what we do.
Yeah, in some countries it is. You know, it's not dying out here. There's 65 million fishermen in America and another 30 million hunters. So, you know, we got about 100 million of us that are registered, and there's probably another 100 million that are family members. So, you know, most of the people in the United States think positively about, particularly about fishing. They really do. So.
Yeah, well, I think it's great. And I want you guys just keep up the good work like you're doing, because it's absolutely fantastic. And all of you guys that are listening should get down there and see this. It's well worth your while. Get down there. Look up Bert. Maybe he's always so busy you never get a chance to see him. But anyway, he'll be there taking care of it personally, won't you, buddy?
Yeah, I don't get a chance to leave. I don't want to leave. I love this thing. You know, this only happens twice a year, Long Beach and here. And it's 9 days out of the year. And when those 9 days are over, these particular shows are over. And they're never the same from year to year. We just said, you can't make them the same. They're all different. Each one of them is different. And I happen to think that the two we've done this year have been outstanding. And there's 2 days left, and then it's over.
Yeah, what I've heard about the last one you did, it was the best ever. I heard about it down here in Mexico, because actually the Secretary of Tourism was there.
Yeah,
and they were talking about how great it was.
Yeah, they had a nice display.
Yeah, they sure did. I think Ruben was there, Luis, and all of them, and they couldn't talk enough about how good the place was and the response they got for Baja California Sur.
Hey, Grizz. Hi, it's Victoria here.
Yeah, Victoria,
listen,
how's my good-looking helper?
Wanted to ask you a quick question. Have you attended a Bart Hall show?
Have I, personally?
Yes.
No,
I
haven't had the opportunity to get up there to a hall show.
Oh, you definitely need to do that, because I think, the personal experience of it all, I heard it was outstanding.
Yeah, well, I know it's supposed to be great, but, you know, right at that time, next year I'll go. Bart, you invite me to go next year?
I invite you. You're invited right now.
I'm kind of busy. We're making television shows in Mag Bay starting tomorrow. The last of the gray whales are in, so we'll be filming that, so I can't get away. At that time is when we have the blue and the gray whales in, and generally I'm kind of busy filming those guys.
Yeah, I know.
But next year I'll make it a point to personally go.
There's nothing like a Fred Hall show, not anywhere in the world. They're completely unique, and especially you know, they're gone. They're here and they're gone. So, you know, if you don't see them, then it's your loss. And if you do get to see them, I think you'll have a really great time. I hardly get any negative press or any negative reports about either of our shows. People really seem to like them. We go out of our way to make sure that they have a good experience. I mean, that's what we try to do every year. We work really hard to make each show better than the last one.
Hey, fellas.
Well, that's what I've heard. I've
hey,
never
Grizz.
Heard anything bad about him, believe me.
Hey, Grizz, it's
and
Jim.
And next year, I promise you, I'll be there. Maybe I'll even give a seminar if you invite me.
Well, that'd be great. You're on.
Okay, hey, guys.
Okay, we'll do
Grizz.
Giant marlin or something we can figure out.
Hey, Grizz.
Probably a lot.
Hey, guys, we're coming up on a one-minute break here. We've got less than...
Okay, well, Bert, why don't you tell everybody how to get a hold of you, where to go, and then we've got to go to a commercial because I got to eat.
Well, let's see here. We're here at Del Mar Fairgrounds in San Diego, California, and we're open from 10 to 7 today on Saturday, and we're open from 10 to 10 to 8 here on Saturday, and we're open 10 to 6 on Sunday. So,
okay, Bart. Well, we got your information. Thank you, guys, and we'll be right back with Fish Talk Radio.
Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040, 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara. Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Bad day of fishing is better than a good day at work.
Bad day. Okay, well, we got to hear from our sponsors. Thank God for them. That's how we eat in around here. You don't have them, you're in trouble. But right now we got on a great friend and probably one of the best experts on bass fishing in the United States. We got Mark here from the Bass Angler magazine. Right, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here. That's right. Thank you, sir.
That's great. Mark, this has got to be your time of year when it's all starting to happen everywhere. Why don't you tell us what is happening and where?
Oh, my God, it's off the hook. I tell you, I fished a bass tournament at Orville last week, and I ended up getting big fish, ended up fourth in the event. But, you know, I got a 6.5-pound largemouth at Lake Orville, which is just a giant up there. So that lake is going really good. We're throwing Alabama rigs, moving baits, spinner baits, crank baits, rip baits, you name it. They're almost biting everything. And then you head on over to Clear Lake here. You know, we're talking about the West Coast. Clear Lake has been off the hook. Guys are just catching numbers of 5 to 9 pound bass.
That's a big bass, 9 pounders.
It is. I mean, it's just crazy. When you can catch 50 fish over 5 pounds in one day, that's just a dream come true for a bass fisherman. So,
Mark, let me ask you something. Right now, the fish are starting to spawn, or are they actually spawning now up there in the United States?
Yeah, it depends on where you're at. You know, here on the West Coast, you know, some of the colder sections up north are not quite spawning yet. Down south, they're already spawning. You know, Texas, they're on beds. They're on beds a couple weeks ago when I was down there in Texas. Florida, they're on beds. You know, you move up in the northern states, and, you know, you still have another month or so. So depending on where you go, I mean, there's almost a good bite everywhere across the country right now that, you know, except for the places that are frozen over still.
Yeah, well, down here in Mexico, they're not on the beds anymore. That's overdone. Water temperature is pretty warm, and they're really hungry because they're a little bit skinny, right? You know, after the spawn. That's the problem, yeah. Water. But you got to get down there and drag the bottom with the plastics. And early in the morning here, we're catching a lot of them on top water bait.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens this time of year is the shad spawn. I don't know about tilapia down there, but, you know, most of the places around here that have shad, the shad spawn right after the bass. So they move right up on the surface, up in the shallows, and they're only there until it gets sunny, and then those fish move off. So that's why there's such a great topwater bite in the morning, you know, in the summertime. Everybody thinks because of the bass, it's dark and the bass are out roaming around, but it's really because they're up there feeding on that shad because all the shad's shallow and they're all spawning, they're flipping around the bank, so your little topwater plugs and Zara spooks and poppers and things work really well this time of year for you know, especially for some big giant bass.
Yeah, well, that's the way here too. The tilapia, you know, they're spawning right now, and you know, after the spawn of the bass, they want to fill their bellies up because they got to gain back some energy and some fat that they lost during the spawn. But the bite here. So basically, everywhere in the world, it's good bass fishing right now.
Is it? You know, I'm not sure how the climate is over in Japan and Germany right now. I haven't looked, but you know, everywhere across the United States is is pretty good. You know, I know some places are still, it's still pretty cold, you know, up in the northern states, but I guess you probably take the middle of, you know, if you drew a line across the United States and went to the lower half, I think everywhere would be good right now.
Yeah, well, I was talking to some people up in Michigan, and they said that the fish were in pre-spawn right now, and it was real good up in the upper Michigan area.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I suppose they're just thawing out up there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's everywhere, and it's spring, and it's time to get out and catch bass or whatever fish you can. It's beautiful to get the family out there and have picnics and catch fish. Wouldn't you say, Bart?
It is, you know, it's a great time of year, you know. I mean, instead of spending some time cleaning the garage, you know, take that spring cleaning energy and, you know, get out there and do some fishing and really, you know, enjoy life because it doesn't last forever.
Well, I always thought you should clean the garage in the wintertime when you can't do anything else.
Well, you should.
Not during the spring when I want to be fishing.
You should. My garage is a total mess, but my boat is hooked up to my truck, so...
Yeah, I know. Well, mine's not as hooked up to any trucks. Mine's all sitting out on the water. And we're headed out to Mag Bay tomorrow, actually. And we're going to go out there and see what's happening up there. There's a lot of good fishing going on right now.
Oh, great. Great.
That's what I said. About everywhere you go, there's good fishing. So you get. How do you get a hold of your magazine? I know I've had several people down here in Mexico once your magazine. Also in the United States, I've had people ask me about it. Tell them how they get it.
Well, you know, the easiest way to find the magazine is to go to our website. It's bassmag.com. And, you know, the magazine is a kind of a different bird than most of them out there. Instead of filling it up full of ads and a lot of junk, you know, we fill it up with great articles to help you catch more fish. So we're a different bird, and you know, we just love to help people catch more bass.
So I just press on. Hey,
well,
Grizz.
Okay. Well, we got to let you go, Mark.
We've got.
Victoria just whispered in my ear. We got another guy waiting to get on. So thanks an awful lot, Mark. And keep a tight line, and we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right. Same to you. Thanks.
Hey, Grizz.
You're welcome, Dan. Bud.
We got Dan Mackernan from Direct Marketing at Big Bear Lake. So he's on the
Dan,
line.
How you doing, buddy?
Great. Who's this?
This is the Grizz. You got the Grizz here.
All right, great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm kind of warm right now. Got up to 90 degrees down here in Mexico today. It's the first hot day we had, but I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Can it be better? It's nice, sunshiny up here in Big Bear Lake and great cool weather. So, yeah, we're doing great up here.
What's the climate like? How warm is it?
We're right around the high 50s.
Well, a little bit warmer down here. Why don't you tell us about your lake, what you've got going up there? We're very interested in hearing about it, and I've heard a lot about it, but why don't we hear directly from the horse's mouth? Tell us about your setup and what you got going up there.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, we really are the we're a first-rate trout fishery. Trout thrive here all year round, and really when it comes down to April, May, June, they really start chomping at the bit because they've been kind of hiding from the winter snow, and once they start popping in the spring months, it's madness.
Okay, now you're talking about trout. What species of trout do you have?
Well, the main species we have is the rainbow trout. That's the only species we have of trout is the rainbow trout.
And do you have any other? Is it just rainbow, or do you have some browns in there?
No, it's just rainbow, actually.
It's just rainbow. So a guy can go out there and take a fly rod and catch them when the hatches are on?
Oh, you bet.
Because you should be having the midge hatch and the drake hatch and all of that starting here pretty soon in the next month, shouldn't you?
Sooner than you think, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, because the midge is generally the first one in most places. And then we start with the drakes and the mayflies and all those good guys. So it sounds good. Where does a person stay that wants to come there with you?
We have a variety of lodging choices. Anywhere from full service hotels to a nice cabin. Maybe you want to get a private home right on the lake. There's resort lodges. We have the whole gamut of the whole lodging.
Oh, that sounds good. And boats?
Boats, yes. You know, our live tramp is actually going to open for the season on April 1st. We have two launch ramps on the North Shore there that will be opening April 1st. And then we have six marinas that are here to serve you with boat rentals as well.
Well, then you've got basically everything there. Now, with trout, I bet you can even just go down there and fish right off the bank and catch them, can't you?
How did you know that? How did you know?
A little bird told me.
So that's absolutely correct. Some of the biggest fish that we get are caught off the shore, actually.
Yeah, well, good, but it's still nice to get out there and flip around in a boat. But still, I mean, catching fish, that way you can take your whole family down there. It doesn't cost you a lot. And, you know, have your picnic and just have a good time for the spring.
Yeah, that's right. You know what we're really known for is our pink meat holdovers, if you will.
I didn't hear it. I understand.
It's the pink meat holdovers, the ones with the pink meat. They just swim in that lake for year after year after year, just getting that really good, tender pink meat. So.
Hey, Dan. Hey,
yeah.
This is Victoria. Hey, we're coming up. We've got less than a minute, so if you could just give us all your contact, how do we reach you?
Yeah, please do that, Dan. Tell us how to get a hold of you so we can send some people to you.
Sounds great. Okay, BigBear.com is the website to get all your information about what's happening up here in Big Bear. So BigBear.com, or you can always call our 800 number, which is 800-424-4232. And I do want to mention, Grizz, that we do have a tournament coming up called Fishing for 50K. We're going to be given a $50,000 award if anybody can reel in the tag trout worth $50,000.
Well, that's great. I think I'll go up there and see if I can take a week off and not have to work so hard.
There you go.
Okay, guys,
right,
we're coming up on a break.
An awful lot. It was great talking to you, and we'll talk to you probably next week.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Grizz, we'll be right back with you.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
And catch me a trout.
West Marine covers Southern California with convenient locations for all your boating and fishing needs. The new superstore on Shelter Island in San Diego, nearly a block in length, has West Marine's largest saltwater fishing selection on the West Coast. This is the world's largest marine store, located one block from Shelter Island Drive at 1250 Rosecrans. Not only stocked to the gills, the staff has selected fishing experts in what to buy, plus how and where to use it. For boating, fishing, and water sports, this is the ultimate. West Marine.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Goldfish, muskie, rainbow, brook trout, brown trout, steelhead, catfish, dogfish, wolffish, bullhead, halibut, hake, permit, cobia, pickerel, skate, sturgeon, landlocked, triggerfish, stingray.
Welcome back. We're on Fish Talk Radio and just talking to all kind of people, finding out what's going on. We've had bass fishermen, and I mean, it's just everything happening. And I believe we got somebody on right now, don't we, Vicky?
Hey, Grizz, it's Jim, and we do have somebody on, but it's not who we thought it was. But It's Bob. We're having some technical difficulties.
We can talk to him. He'll do.
And even better yet, it's Bob Summerow from Western Outdoor News.
Yeah, well, Bob, you know, you can always talk to us. You've got a lot of things to say. Tell us a little bit about what's going on wherever.
Well, let me tell you about it. You know, spring has sprung, and we're all getting so excited. Right now, we've got fish happening everywhere. We've got fish coming in from north and south and east and west. I got to tell you, whether you're fishing offshore, or you're fishing inshore, or you're fishing the lakes and rivers, things are happening everywhere. Just having a ball right now.
Yeah, that's the way it is down here, Bob. It's incredible. We're catching fish, snook, and we're... the big marlin, of course, aren't in yet, but the striped marlin are in and the pargo are in. And it's just, like you said, spring has sprung.
Well,
the only thing we're needing is the Easter Bunny.
What's happening here is the Easter Bunny's coming this weekend in the form of some major rock fishing activity all up and down. We're getting some nice rockfish coming in, some big ling cod out at the Channel Islands. We're seeing some nice reds coming in off Santa Rosa. Things are happening all over the area. And, in fact, one of the things we're doing, we have our big rockfish rumble where we've got a bunch of boats going out and competing for fish. And the big fish will get some nice prizes. So it's just a lot of fun this time of year.
I got a question to ask you. You talk a lot about rockfish and all of that. Up there in California, how do most people fish for rockfish?
Well, it's interesting. You normally go out to fairly deep water. You're going to be fishing in 250 to 300 feet of water, typically. You'll put down a Ganyan rig with two hooks. Those two hooks will be tied with a nice length of line between the main line and the hook, and then a sinker down below. And you'll do that with either some cut squid, live squid, or deans hanging out there. Another way to do it is what we call a halibut rig, which is, of course, where you're going to have a torpedo with a length of line below it and just one hook hanging off. And that hook will have a live dean, which case you're going for either the lings or the halibut. In the rocks, you're not going to see many halibut, but you're going to see a lot of those big lings.
So what do you do? Just troll them then?
Oh, no, no troll.
There on the bottom
This is all on the bottom. They'll either set an anchor, or if it's deep water, they'll just do a drift over the pinnacles wherever they can find them. And usually, the skippers of these boats will have plenty of places that they love to go where they know they can score on some big rockfish.
Well, you know something I've always wondered, Bob? I've never been out on one of those head boats is what I call them. What happens when you've got 30 guys on there and 15 of them hook up at the same time? What happens to the lines?
Well, it's interesting because typically the rockfish are not going to run around like a tuna does. They're not going to be rocketing all over. They're going to pull pretty much straight away. So the lines don't get a whole lot of tangles in them because the drift brings the lines off on the windward side of the boat as the boat drifts downwind. So all the lines are fairly straight out. And when you get bit, pretty much, especially if you're using a Spectre or something like that, you're going to be able to feel that bite and control that fish all the way to the surface.
Okay, so you don't have this massive disaster of fish going in every direction and just balling up all the lines.
Correct. And because of that, because you've got guys working together all up and down the side of the boat, you know, they can string out all. It's not like where you got to get in the corner and fish the boil like you might on a tuna bite. You know, the fish are down deep, so you drop your weight down. And I got to tell you, more often than not, you're going to get bit within 2 to 5 minutes of getting to the bottom.
Hey there, Grizz and
yep.
Bob. We've got Tawny from Diamond Valley Lake. She's going to give us a report.
All right. Will you stay on there with us, Bob?
Yeah, stay on, Bob.
Right.
And
find out what's happening with Tawny.
Hi.
Yeah.
All right, Tawny, what's happening? Tell us what's going on.
It's been pretty good fishing here. Bass are starting to spawn now, so there's been lots of bass.
Could you speak up a little bit? I can't hardly hear you.
Yeah, it's been good fishing here. Bass has been starting to spawn, so there's been lots of bass fishermen out here.
A lot of bass. Any big boys and girls?
There's been some 10-pounders, so it's been pretty good.
Well, 10-pound is a lunker. That's a good fish. What else are they catching?
We stocked trout this past week, so there's been some trout caught as well. And there was a nice 30-pound striper caught this week as well.
A 30-pound what? Striper?
Yeah, striper bass.
Well, that's a good fish.
Mm-hmm. Nice fish.
Yeah. Now, how are most of the people fishing down there? They're all in boats?
There's shore fishermen and there's boaters as well.
So they're taking their family down and having a picnic and fishing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They're taking their families out, having a picnic and fishing off the bank?
Yeah, people bring their lunches with them, ice coolers and all that. So.
Well, I think that's fun to take your family out and get away from it all and fish. Tell me, where's your place located at?
Well, we are in Hemet, California. It's about 90 miles north of San Diego and 90 miles east of Los Angeles.
So it's not that far away, really, is it?
Nope, it's not too far at all.
And lodging and things, what do you have?
There's no camping here, but there's places in town. There's lots of hotels. There's RV parks in town as well. And there's a few.
So they're close to the lake, so they can stay there at the hotel, drive over in the morning, and then drive back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Is there tackle stores and stuff there? So the people can buy there on the lake, or do they have to bring their own?
No, we do have a tackle shop here. It has plenty of bait and lures for fishermen.
Hey, Grizz,
so
let me
all
tell
they have
you,
to do
I
is hold up,
we'll
come up with a rod
bit.
And reel and be able to outfit themselves right there in the store.
Uh-huh.
All right, for the people that want to get a hold of you, how do they do it? Give us some information about yourself.
Our phone number is 951-926-7201. And that's your...
And you have a website?
Yeah, it's dvmarina.com.
All right. Would you like to repeat that again, please, both of them?
Yeah, our website is dvmarina.com, and our phone number is 951-926-7201.
Well, that's great. Thank you for your time, and thank you for all that great information.
No
Bob,
problem.
You still there?
Oh, I'm here, my friend. That's
well,
great
sounds
information
like that's a nice
DVL.
Place to go and take the family.
Yeah, it's a great place. I've fished it many times, and I got to tell you, when the top water striper get biting, and you throw on those big AC plugs, you never know how big that fish is going to be. 30 pounds can happen at any time.
You know, that's something that I really like to do. I love fishing those stripers on top water.
Yeah, and
they just really well. Top water for me is the maximum on any type of fishing. And you?
Yeah, I got to tell you, well, you know, I also throw the fly rod as often as I can. So you take a big white clouser or a big white leech, bunny leech, and throw that as far as we can, let it sink down, and give that a strip as fast as you can, and you can get hammered so hard that rod will come out of your hand if you're not hanging on.
What weight rod do you use?
I throw an 8-weight when I'm out there because you never know how big the fish is going to be. I mean, they might be 3 to 5, but you can get a 10 to 20 at any moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm quite the fly fisherman, too. I fish marlin and sailfish and even tuna with a fly rod.
Yeah,
I'm being from Montana. You know, that's what I grew up with.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's been my deal all along. I love to take the fly rod, especially getting offshore, getting out to Catalina and fishing for the bonita when they come in around the island there. You can get some 10-pound bonita on the fly rod, which is just a gas.
Yeah, you'll have to come down and fish a fly rod with me. Chum up some of those sailfish and stuff and get them coming in with a teaser and throw a fly to them.
I have seen that done. And I've never experienced it myself, so, you know, I'll just have to take you up on that offer because I got to tell you are the master at it from what I hear.
Hey, Grizz.
Well, thanks,
Bob,
but I
Grizz.
Sure love to do it.
Hey, guys.
Okay, a fly rod. I would rather fish a fly rod than anything But you know, when you're making television shows, sometimes you just can't do it.
Hey, hi, Grizz. It's Victoria here. We're coming up on a break in about 1 minute, so just got to let you guys know we're just going to come back in about a minute.
But you hang around with us, Bob. We're
yeah, Bob, you stay on the line with
right
us.
Now.
I'm
don't
having a great
away
time
at commercial
all
break.
Day long.
Okay. Yeah, you and I'm sure we can find something to talk about. Well, we'll go to the commercial break because, you know, John needs to eat, and that's how he makes his money. So, and we'll
yeah.
be
you
right
mean Victoria,
back
right?
With Bob and the Grizz.